Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, reading out of First, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, and I'm reading out of the Living Bible, and Jesus says this, "The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness," or another translation, to give abundant life. And then out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, beginning at verse 7, we read this, "And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches," or palm branches, another translation says, "that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple." The last few weeks, we looked at some things that we sometimes forget in the midst of the grind and the pace of our lives. For example, how God comes in ways and through people that we least expect, and at times we least expect, and through that lifts us and redirects us, while at the same time he wipes the slates of our lives clean of past mistakes and regrets, and that no matter where we have been, he is always there, right near us, waiting for us to turn back to him so he can welcome us home. We are in the midst of a period which the Christian church recognizes as the season of Lent, and in less than 2 weeks we will celebrate Palm Sunday, the Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, as the scripture we read just a second ago notes, to rule from that point forward, or at least the people there thought that. But 1 week later, we would see that he would be hung on the cross to die by the Roman rulers, and by the cry of the people, that he be crucified. And he did that for you and for me. What do you suppose he expected that our lives would look like for that gift to us of his life? What do you suppose he would expect us to do with this day and the next to demonstrate a clear understanding of what he did for you and for me over 2,000 years ago? Let's start here. What are your own expectations for your life, for this day, and for all those days to follow? Are you expecting to make them into something worthy of what he did for you? Are you intending that they be the very best they can be, reaching for all the possibilities before you? Or have you even given any thought to that at all? Maybe you just got up this morning like we often do and had no expectations of any kind whatsoever. To be honest with you, I have had days like that. You have some appointments, you have things to do, but whatever happens, happens, and you'll deal with it when it does. No intentionality on our part, just another day of responding and reacting. And what about the expectations and possibilities you may have for members of your family, your spouse, your children or grandchildren, godchildren, for today and the rest of the week? What about friends, folks at the office or at school or in the neighborhood? Maybe you're a teacher or a coach. What do you see ahead for those you teach or coach each day? Maybe you're retired and society is trying to get you to move to the side of the road, and you're beginning to believe that you should, that the possibilities for the rest of your life are all in the rearview mirror, just a part of your memories to reflect upon for the rest of your days. As you begin today, what do you dream for your life today and tomorrow and on into the future? What do you picture that your day will be like? What would you like it to be like? What should it be like? What does the God who rode into Jerusalem to give his life for you and for me say it should be like? What does he deserve it to be like? So, are you headed that way? Do you picture a day full of sunshine, laughter, smiles, meaningful, productive moments, making a difference in the world and in the lives of those around you, or something else? What do you think God envisions that you might be doing with this day that you've been given? The God who says that his purpose is to give us life in all its fullness. the God who gave his life for you and me, and who is active in the world and in our lives, and created us to have an impact that only we can have. Do you have a sense of excitement and hope for what is ahead? Dreaming about all the possibilities? Ready to help those around you who need you? Or do you have a sense of resignation, low expectations, doubt, maybe weariness, or even dread for the days ahead? Here's something else to think about while you're wrestling with all of that. What do you think God's expectations are for your life today, for tomorrow, and on into the future with all the potential he has placed in your life? Do you think he has set the expectations for your life to be higher or lower than you've set them? What do you think the possibilities would be for our lives if we allow God to guide, to direct, and maybe even on occasion to push us? The hero of the musical Man of La Mancha, Don Quixote, was thought to be really a bit insane as he followed his, quote, quest, close quote, with his faithful sidekick, Sancho Panza. I'm not sure what my bride Linda was trying to tell me a number of years ago when she gave me a small statue of him, but I can see it from where I'm sitting. There he was, Don Quixote, jousting at windmills and wandering the countryside. He was following his quest, crusading against injustice, hopelessness, sorrow, and other foes which he saw, all of whom he believed held people back from becoming all they could be and all they should be. At one poignant moment in the musical, a friend that he had made in all his journeys named Dulcinea asked Don Quixote, "What is this quest you're on?" And he answers her in the words of this song, The Impossible Dream. "To dream the impossible dream," he begins, "to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to reach the unreachable star, and on to the end." Don Quixote's quest was to follow that star toward all the possibilities of life. He believed that he'd reach nothing he was created to reach unless he reached for all he can be, pursued all the possibilities before him, all he was created to be, never looking back, even when he was too weary to take another step, always expecting to achieve all he reached for. And through that, he believed he would make the world a better place. Whether Don Quixote realized it or not, and I'm not sure from the story that it says, but that's what God wanted for his life, all of his life. You know what? God doesn't impress me as a God of low expectations. I mean, just look around at his creation, where we are, and as far out as we can imagine. Reading through his word and the stories and promises that are memorialized there, we find vision and high expectations, failings and fallings for sure, but always followed by forgiveness and grace and then a calling back to us to move forward. And we see power and love and courage and caring and healing, miracle, sunshine, resurrection, eternal life, and Christ at the right hand of God as our friend, advocate, wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace, and Savior and Lord. I wonder what our days would look like if we aligned our sights and set our expectations for our days as God would set them for us. I suspect we would begin to become all he created us to be. It's then we just might be able to do what needs to be done, not only in and with our own lives, but in the world around us. It's then when our one life, on a quest with God, might make the difference we never expected we could make. He just doesn't impress me as a God of low expectations. And there's a good reason for that, my friends. He's not. Cervantes, the author of the original story of Don Quixote, perhaps trying to inspire us to reach for the unreachable star, wrote that, quote, "Perhaps to be too practical in life is madness. to surrender dreams. This may be madness. Too much sanity may be madness. But the maddest of all, he wrote, is to see life as it is and not as it should be. Close quote. My friends, listen. We serve a God of high expectations, a God of possibilities, all intended for our lives when he created us. Here's the last few verses of Don Quixote's song, The Impossible Dream. And I know, if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this, that one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. God sent his Son to give his life for you and for me, that we might have eternal life. In less than 2 weeks, we will remember the day, Palm Sunday, when Christ began his final journey to the cross. His purpose, he says, is to give you and me life in all its fullness. That's our active, loving, sacrificial God of high expectations. May I suggest that for him and with him, we reach for all the possibilities for our lives. Reach for and expect to become all that we can be and all that we can do with him to make a difference in the world. Anything less would not be worthy of him or of you or of me. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for all that their lives have stood for and done to this point. I thank you for the impact they've had and the lives they've touched. But Lord, there is so much more. You are a God of high, high, great expectations and possibilities for our lives, and you see all that you need us to do, and you call us to be all that you want us and all that you've created us to be. Help us, guide us and direct us, push us when necessary to be all, to reach for that unreachable star, to be the best we can be, to be all you created us to be for our own lives, but also for those around us, that we might also help them to reach that unreachable star for their lives. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.